This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. I've owned Tecovas for years. I love these goddamn boots. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. That's true. I never got blisters from these things. Huge fan. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Have a complimentary drink or two, which I've had, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are always at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. I can promise you that. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend. Jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff, you start boozing, lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit, I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24-ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah, I had
it's life-changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV, and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch, that's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Ah, Jamies!
Day 88!
No Kate Middleton. Oh, she's dead. She's fucking dead, dude.
She's not dead, but she definitely can't talk.
She gone.
So latest article, how Prince William and Kate Middleton feel about the conspiracy theories. According to a source, not them.
No, not them. Because she can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
6 feet under. I'm 6 feet from
No, I don't think she's dead.
Okay.
I don't think she's dead.
She's dead.
Life support, coma, stroke, where they're like really trying to get her to raise this side or something.
Oof.
Something's going on because they're both suffering so much.
Yeah.
But not enough to just say, hi.
Hi.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's like, why are they so worried?
Just pop out.
Is there anything I can do to make them stop?
Yes, just pop out the front door and wave.
Yeah, just pop out.
That's it.
You could just pop it out.
Double bird, you know?
Pop out.
Bang, bang. And then just go home, you know? Or throw a shoe out the window.
So it is actually insane at this point.
Yeah.
It's actually insane.
She's not alive.
And you know I don't go down the...
conspiracy?
The CT.
Yeah.
The CT route.
What's the...
conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I do.
You
I'm
love
happy
every.
To
you love
it.
Every single one.
I love all of it. I love every part of this story and everything that's going on, and it's great. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. She's fucking dead, dude. Elton John's gonna play the funeral. Lady Di. There's gonna be people holding Lady Di posters and her.
But just like I said, too, all the articles now are referencing Princess Diana.
Yes.
Look what you did to Princess Diana.
Yeah.
You're doing the same thing to them, like suffering in silence.
They are.
Great quote from the article is, though, I think there's a sense of frustration, possibly even anger, certainly on William's part, because he's the one that's alive still.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's the surviving partner.
He's the one
really frustrated because he's like, Kate, if you could just wake up.
Does he want her to?
Wake up.
I don't think
yes,
he wants her to.
Yes, he does.
He wants to go with No Chin.
No, she is
He wants to
beloved.
Be with No Chin, no? The
Delco?
Mistress.
I thought you were about to go System of the Down with Wake Up.
Wake up. Oh, I was almost.
Wake up. That'd be great.
Oh, that's when you need Joel out here in these parts.
Where is he?
Lord knows. You know what I mean?
Is he not here?
I don't know. He's
Jesus well. He lives Christ. Here.
Listen,
so.
He
lives
he's
here.
Technically here.
Lives here.
Well, it was cold last night. He might have bunked up with Dan.
He might have bunked up.
Oh.
Yeah, like his phone. Oh. His phone is pinging here.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but
is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, if you were to search him,
okay.
You would find his location to technically be here.
Who knows? Who knows? You know.
Look, but it, you know, to his.
Joel is our own Kate Middleton at this point.
To his credit, we're starting.
Is he here?
We're starting quite
is
early.
Is he fucking here? We're not. We're absolutely not starting quite early.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay? Fuck him. All right? He's our own Kate Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know where he's at.
Anyways,
just pop out of the trailer and say you're alive.
We're going to leave it at that, but it was. It's getting weirder.
It's getting exactly where I need to be. This is daddy's
weirder.
Time to shine. However, this is not my day. This is your day, James.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It is your day.
Yes.
Crime Corner is now available on all platforms. Ooh. Spotify, iTunes, Google, Audible, every place you can
Stitcher.
Find podcasts. It is on every platform. It's its own RSS feed now. So subscribe. You know the rules. Leave a fucking rate and review the goddamn show. That's all advertisers care about over there. But it's Crime Corner with Jesse Wiseman. Apparently, there was another weird show called Crime Corner. It looks like somebody tried to bite off you guys or something.
No, I mean, corner as far as like a part of your show, like
CC.
Something corner or whatever corner. It's not weird, but. Yeah, there was only one other one.
Well, the takeover's happening now. So go ahead and download that show. Like it. Make sure, subscribe. Make sure it comes right to your phone
for,
every single time.
And for Patreon users, here you are.
Yeah.
You will basically be getting the video...
way in advance.
A week early.
Yeah.
So we'll be putting out those new audios the week after.
And the video
so
will
still
only live
get,
on Patreon, right?
Yeah, we're not ever putting the video out, but so don't like... You know, Ruben, you can unsubscribe. But everyone else, please stay.
Congratulations. Looking
Thanks.
Forward to it. First 10 episodes dropped last night. It is available now everywhere. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I don't know if you're going to make a video today with you looking into your phone crying for everyone about how happy you are, like the Baldwin.
I don't do that. Now,
look. You should. These are fun. These are real fun here.
Now, listen, is Stephen Baldwin okay? I don't know. I'm on a weird, maybe everyone's seen these, but I'm on a weird
side. I have not seen these.
Yeah, so I'm on a weird.
You were the one that brought those up to me.
I'm on a weird algorithm, guys. Like, I can't even explain the kind of stuff that I get. But anyways, I got these two. Did you send them the videos?
I did not. How far back are they? Let me ask you that.
See, that's the thing. I don't know. But they were a fun back-to-back. Maybe I could just send them to...
There you go.
Bob.
No, Bob's got it right
okay,
there.
Okay, there's one. There's another one that we should show before this, though.
Really?
The one where he dropped his wife off at the airport.
I'd go this first and then the other one second. Play that one first, Bob.
Sorry, go ahead,
Bob. It's okay. This is the one that I caught first and I was like, oh my God. So before you play this, Bob, put the thing on the screen.
Well,
switch it. There you go. Before you play this, I just want you to see the still image of him before we play this video. He looks like he's dying of cancer already, and this is before I even pressed play after you sent it to me. So I was like, what the fuck is going on? So is there anything wrong with him that we know about, or is it just emotions?
No, I think he's just, the Baldwins have had a rough go of it.
Yeah.
Just across the
board. A lot going on in that family.
And so he's kind of the forgotten Baldwin, right? I've always loved him. He was always my favorite.
McManus.
Yes.
Yeah, he was great in Usual Suspects.
But he's the forgotten one, right? Where you're kind of like, now, oh yeah, there's this Steven.
Well, the only time I'm reminded that he even exists is after usually a Republican post. He's a Trump guy. And so he'll go on to social media.
Very religious. So he kind of has to be. But
he's very religious?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, well, so is Biebs and the daughter.
Yeah. How do you think that happened?
Through the church? Do they go to the same church?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And like Stephen Baldwin started going to this church with his daughter when they found out that Bieber went there. It's whatever.
Wow.
It's a stalking mother, father and daughter situation. But she got the bag and good for her.
Yeah, sure did.
But yeah, so he's just deciding to get on Instagram a little bit more.
Yeah.
And this is kind of what he's into now.
Great. Play it, Bob. Let's see this thing for
those
the
eyes
audience.
Are still bright
is
blue.
There a, yeah. Is, there's no music
beautiful
in this
eyes.
One, right? Yeah.
Beautiful doesn't eyes. Matter. We're on Patreon today. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think there's music, Delco.
It is always good to know. We are forgiven.
Oh. Yeah. God's good. Oh,
tear.
Look at that one tear, man.
Tear.
That's Denzel and Glory right there, that one tear. Oh, that's great. So,
did he get punched in the mouth?
That's exactly what I was about to say next. What's going on with his lip right
it's
there?
In the other video too.
It is.
Listen, he might be in a stressful cold sore week. We're not sure, but it's in the other video too. So it's either a
there
all
is.
The time. Oh, this one has a song on it. So just
what's the song?
Beware.
Or do you want me to sing it?
Oh no, that's not it. That's not the right one.
Yeah, that's the video that I watched. Did you not see that one? Yeah, that's the one that I watched.
Where he dropped his... Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have the video on this article.
Oh, on this article, gotcha. But yeah, he's in tears. He's very distraught.
Well, every video now...
I know.
...is just a really emotional situation. Maybe I'll...
Whoa. What is he saying there?
Steve Baldwin.
I don't know.
I haven't seen. Let's see if he's okay here.
Yeah.
Hey friends, Steve Baldwin here with a mid-morning reminder and a hope to share some and joy.
What?
So remember, God is always working.
Yeah, he is.
Even when we're asleep.
What's that
praise
wink
God.
For?
Have a great day.
Okay.
Yeah, what was bleeped out there?
So Light and Love.
Light and Love was bleeped out?
So who did that? Out by him right now.
I love it. I love everything that's going on right now in these
Does
videos.
Does Instagram just bleep out Light and Love?
Not sure.
Oh, like, just, I mean, obviously,
we've known for years that Mark Zuckerberg censors Christians.
Sure does. Sure does.
If I were to send one to an Instagram, whose do you have up?
I have Stephen Baldwin's up.
No.
Mine.
Is that yours?
All right. DM me.
Send it to Bob. But I love everything that's going on with these guys. You got a brother that's on trial for murder. That's coming up in 2 months. His daughter is obviously married to Justin Bieber. They're in a religious cult together. That's fun. And then you got the other one.
Okay,
who just lives on Twitter now and just goes against Trump.
So there
Trump
is a
on
song on this one, so make sure it's muted. Okay. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What was the song?
I think it'll have the lyrics to it, so you can try and sing.
Oh, I'll try to sing along.
Is it There's No Sunshine, maybe?
There's No Sunshine.
Hang on.
Oh, sorry. Shit.
The caption is, just dropped wifey off at airport. When she flies now, miss her more and more. Most beautiful, ! Best cook, ! Best friend, 3! Hallelujah, heart on fire. And then the caption, that's on the caption on the video. The caption on the post is hashtag wifey. Then I think it's a loaf of bread. And then I think
cook.
Maybe an ear?
Listen,
Mike Tyson
listener.
Fan.
Yeah. Listener.
Yeah, and then she's looking for Tyson, Jake
She's
Paul.
A great listener, great cook.
And then a flame and a cross.
Fire in the sack, and she's religious.
Yeah, is that ear thing? Is that what that means to girls? Is a great listener?
I don't know that. That's I think that's an ear. I don't really know.
Is that what it means? Is great listener to women?
Don't ask me, dude.
I'll
I don't
fucking
know.
Ear emoji and all day to you.
I'm guessing, dude. I go
I will
off of
ear.
I go
emoji
off of
you.
Intuition only.
Yeah.
I don't know the answers to literally anything.
All right, play this video
all right,
here.
So let's see.
Let's see him cry.
So
again.
Did he cheat or something?
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Homely darkness every day. Look at that. And he waits until he cries. Like, how long was he sitting in the car videotaping himself, waiting for himself to cry? Because you can't just turn on the waterworks. You got to think about something.
Well,
your
he's
dead
an
grandfather.
Actor. He's an
he is.
Actor.
There it is. But still, you got to work up the tears.
Right.
You know? Look at that. He's crying again.
Do you think he cheated or like what?
He's doing something. That you can see that the nostril flare. Like he's working it
he's
out.
He's working it out. This is an acting technique. Look at that.
Listen.
Man, he's going through it.
And look, like I don't follow Stephen Baldwin. I fucking will
I
now.
I am now. I am now.
But so to get these two on like a... you know, an Instagram late night scroll.
Sure.
Is a little, not back to back, but one right after the other in the scroll. It was kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do we need to kind of check on Steven?
I think he's great. This is exactly how I remembered him. So this is not really new to me. I just haven't seen it in my
fucking
face every
biodome?
Day.
Biodome? Like, that's Biodome.
You just got to follow. That's Usual Suspects. He was
no,
one of my
wait.
Favorite characters in that movie.
Is he Biodome?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
he was Biodome. Yeah, he was Biodome.
Biodome and Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
And then after that, Bob, what's he been?
And then the Backdraft brother, Backdraft Baldwin is the only thing I know him from.
That's true.
Billy. Billy Backdraft Baldwin.
He is Serena Vanderwoodson's father in Gossip Girl.
Oh,
as well.
Fuck
has
yeah,
a nice
dude!
Little,
God damn!
Look, he's good. I think
he was good.
Yeah, I think he's good. He's going through, well, he went through a little something because Sharon Stone is on this fucking
Can we get into that after
tour.
This? Can we get into it after this?
Sure.
Shit. God damn it, dude. We got to show the sketch, though, from SNL.
Of what?
The
Sharon
latest
Stone?
One. Yeah, dude. The latest fucking Sharon Stone bullshit, man. It's so fucking crazy to me. So she's on this rampage about everything and everything. Does she have a book out or something?
Yes. So look, she has a book out. I don't know how new the book is, but anyway, she's doing a podcast tour. And as you know, with podcasts, you're going to say some stuff. You have to fill the space and you're going to say a lot of things. So the quotes that we're getting from her and stories that we're getting from Sharon Stone in the past couple months is a lot where you're kind of like, What is going on?
Yeah. I think it's just Sharon Stone going on. She's always been a lot.
She's her last book was 21. I don't know if she has a new one coming out.
Or just trying to stay relevant or something.
Yeah.
Who knows? She could be just trying to stay relevant at this point. She's always been a lot, though. I mean, always. Always been a lot.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Oh, my God, dude. It's just, it's one of those women who just walks into a room and she's just like, hands up, I'm here, everyone. You know, we can begin the dinner party. Mm. And you're like, holy Christ. All right. And then she's got to hold court. She's got to be the person and the thing and everything else. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. And a lot of this started. What was the first one where she showed her pussy, Bob?
Sliver? Basic Instinct.
Oh, that's right. Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct. Sliver is when she was the Billy Baldwin thing, where she said the director told her that she needs to sleep with Billy Baldwin because they had no chemistry.
Okay. Gotcha. And did they end up boning?
He says no. He says fuck her. He says she came on to him and he denied her. But as we know, a Baldwin will be a Baldwin.
Yeah, and you're not going to deny.
They will always.
You're not going to deny Sharon Stone in her prime. Sorry.
They will always be a Baldwin.
Sorry,
like,
Billy.
Fuck that. Yeah. She came on to me. You know what I mean? It's like the worst possible response that you could have. A Baldwin is going to have it.
The best response you could have is it was Sharon Stone in her prime.
And yeah.
Yes, I had sex with her.
And it didn't
was awesome.
Help.
Yeah. Whatever. Either way, right?
Right?
She was terrible or it was awesome and either one. But her whole bullshit started after Basic Instinct. It's kind of like a Vin Diesel sitch where she wanted $30 million for the sequel.
To
Basic Instinct.
Okay.
And she got it. So after like 8 years, she ended up getting the money. They did make the movie, but it bombed horrifically or something like that, or either fell apart at the end. But she got the $30 million, but kind of tanked her own career in the process. And ever since then has been like this weird victim of things. I think she went through like maybe a cancer bout or something like that.
She had a stroke.
Okay. So yes, she's been doing these podcast tours. The latest one was yesterday where she said that she was forced into doing this sketch on SNL. That's why I wanted to show the sketch. And I have not seen it because I don't really remember. I remember that period of time on SNL because it was 90s, right? It was early 90s. And I was kind of towards the end. I remember going like, you know, hard towards the end with like Sandler and those guys and everything else. So I don't remember this sketch. And I was hoping we could play it today. But Dana Carvey issued a fucking apology on his show. And he's got one of the biggest podcasts there is. And issued an apology over writing this sketch. And she claims that Lorne Michaels saved my life in this sketch or whatever. And it was the second one there, Bob.
No, we can't.
With the airport security.
We can't play it.
We can't? Why not?
NBC will nuke the
We can't.
Thing,
we can't show
on the
any.
Current.
On the current.
Channel that we're broadcasting
burner
from.
Burner that we have to use.
Oh, Christ.
Because of something.
Some sex toy,
some
we
violation, or some sex toy, or some
Christ
butthole that you guys showed.
So, I mean, the burner, the new burner is active in 3 hours.
3 hours, we'll have the new burner. Anyway,
right. So
I feel
the
like
sketch
I
is
remember
called
this.
Airport security check, and
can you find it on Instagram?
Can
somewhere?
You just play it? Yeah, I fucking I do.
Find it, like. Oh, okay.
Will
play
they
it.
Delete it? We'll re-upload the fucking video later if they delete it.
I'm doing this off sports, so.
All right. Yeah. We'll re-upload it to everybody on Patreon later if you want. I don't, because I don't remember this sketch.
NBC Universal just dings everything.
Yeah, everything.
Okay, so they're airport. They're at an airport. She throws her bag in there.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Okay, you have keys in your pocket?
Yeah.
Give me the keys.
Give him the keys.
Yeah. All right.
Walk through again.
Let it go.
Whoop.
Come on.
What's going on?
Let me see your jacket.
Maybe you have metal buckles on your jacket.
Or all right, so I know where this sketch is going already.
Gun. How do we
and
know?
Never even
the
see
point
this.
Is
they're probably
going
to get her to
know.
Take off all her clothes.
Yes. Until you take off your jacket.
So
how
please.
Far?
Take off your
how
jacket.
How far did we go? Fast forward.
Yeah, you can fast forward now. I got the gist of it. All right, she's in her bra.
Okay.
Keep going.
But I tell you, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, keep fast forward.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, she's in a bra and a dress.
I will say she seemed real pissed during the sketch.
Well, you could nuke the sketch. So the host gets to nuke whatever sketch they wanted. If she really felt that strongly about it, she could have said, hey,
oh, yeah, in the 90s? Oh, in the 90s, yeah.
Yes.
Women could just be like, I don't want to do this.
At that point, Sharon Stone was the biggest star on the planet, female-wise. Yeah, she could have fucking nuked that sketch easily.
Okay.
Easily. What is she, in a bra and a dress? Yeah. Cool. You just showed your pussy in a fucking movie. Like, what are we doing? Like,
one of the stories is that she got tricked into doing that, which I don't buy.
Showing her pussy?
Yeah, so I guess the director in Basic Instinct said, you know, the light, they kind of like kept going, the light is reflecting off your whatever underwear you're wearing. Can we just get rid of those? And then.
Oh, boy. Do you buy that?
No.
I don't either.
Nobody buys that.
I don't either.
Okay. The funniest story that she has told on this circuit was that Sharon Stone said that she had to be evacuated from her Los Angeles home during the O.J. Simpson police chase. In 94.
For what? She was a white blonde?
The 65-year-old Basic Instinct actress recently told Inside Magazine that law enforcement called her home and told her to evacuate at the time. They said, he's dangerous and we don't know how dangerous and we don't know what this is. So they basically took her into some kind of hiding, kept her safe. Now, since then,
uh-huh.
The LAPD has refuted this. Why? They're like, why would we do that?
Yeah.
We're definitely focused on getting OJ like to stop the car. We're not like making sure every kind of famous blonde actress is like in a safe house. So she is actually insane a little bit. She also talks about...
Well, they also knew where OJ was. No, like, you're following him for hours.
She didn't even live... By it's not like, oh, one of the neighbors, like she, it was literally a completely different place. This is according to Sharon Stone.
Why do all this?
They
right
wouldn't
now?
Do that,
no,
right?
No, they would never do that. No,
the only part of that they didn't have under control was whether OJ was going to kill himself or not.
Oh, yeah. And like, they were not like all hands on deck.
Yeah, it's not like he could have gotten out of the car and gone on
it's
a rampage.
It's not like they're reporting the helicopter. Has anyone checked on Sharon Stone?
Everybody in the city of Los Angeles was following O.J. Simpson there. So there's no possible way.
Insane. She talks a lot about just being like mobbed everywhere she goes, every country, every state. She is just like says that she's the most recognizable, famous, like... That's the way that she talks.
Sure.
Now,
not surprising.
I don't know because I've never seen her in real life. Mm-hmm. And I do know like in her like Basic Instinct and all around there, like, yes, she was it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like the way people throw Margot Robbie into like a, well, Sharon Stone, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it probably died down a little bit, huh?
Sure did.
Sliver was a big, big bomb, bomb, flop,
yeah,
flop.
And I think people forget, like, Basic Instinct was in the 90s. So right around, you know, the 2000s and all that shit, it was a 10-year gap before she had any form of hit. So, yeah, I mean, she was at one point the most famous person on the planet.
And gorgeous. And, like, beautiful. And
yep.
The story of being, like, getting Basic Instinct at 35 and was a, you know... A pretty inspiring tale to any woman that was like,
but the other,
I haven't made it yet.
The other part is she was 35, so it's not like it was a kid thrust into the spotlight for the first time either. You know what that is, and you're a fucking adult at that point.
Right.
So, yeah, what happened after Basic Instinct, Bob? Anything?
Yeah, Casino.
Oh, fucking
yeah.
Shit.
That's right, dude. What year was Casino?
95.
Here's her
95. Quick she, in the Dead and Casino.
Kind of ruins Casino.
What?
She was all right in Casino. She was fine.
She's unnecessary.
Huh?
You needed somebody. She's fine in that. What else?
She was great in Casino.
The Quick and the Dead.
Quick and the Dead bombs. That was with DiCaprio.
I loved that movie, by the way.
Wasn't she the female gunfighter in the Old West?
I fucking loved that movie.
Apparently she got him that.
Yes.
That's true. Now, that is a true story. So, that'd be a cool story to talk about.
She does say that.
Okay.
So, it's weird where, like, some of her stories are, like, good and true. And then some are like, I was put in a safe house during the OJ chase. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're kind of just like, what?
Yeah.
She really hasn't had a lot of great movies.
That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah, because Sliver, so what year was Sliver, Bob?
Jeez, let me look.
No, so you had it. It was, scroll down. There you go. Boom. Right there. Mid-screen.
Oh, yeah, 93. Oh, and she was in Last Action Hero, which is kind of a cult classic now. People like it now.
I don't like it. Keep going. Anything else?
No.
It's kind of over, right?
Was she? Didn't she do some stuff when she was older?
Oh, Total Recall.
Total Recall. There we go.
Okay.
Fuck, I forgot about that.
What year was Total Recall?
90, so that was before Basic Instinct.
Yeah, so I mean, look, you got to really fucking go down in the career versus up.
I think it's really just early to mid-90s. She had a moment.
And so here's my guess. You want my guess on her and this all these appearances and all this other shit? I think she's probably out of cash at this point. And yeah, she lived a pretty lavish lifestyle. So I think she's out of cash, and then hey, wants to come back for one last thing. Because there is some old heads like her getting TV shows
saying.
And...
She didn't go like Annette Bening route.
Well, like, why not a True Detective? You could go, you know, that type of route where you end up on a limited series for 6 episodes. It's not that she's not a good actress, because she is. So maybe that's the thing where she can end up on a limited HBO series or do something on Hulu or something. I don't know.
Here's a column from an hour ago. Sharon Stone says she shocked her career never reached the heights of Casino again.
She was shocked.
Yeah. Well, she shouldn't be. She asked for $30 million.
Is she blaming it on something? Because she likes to blame.
Yeah. She's got nobody to blame but herself.
She'll find someone.
No. It was.
She's a painter now.
Oh.
Charges up to $40,000 per artwork.
Same with Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's getting half a million.
Bob, is there any?
Is there any artwork from Sharon Stone?
Oh. Has to
come
be.
On.
Has to be.
Got
to
be for sale, right?
40. Thousand.
Yeah. Pop up a pick, any one of those, Bob.
Welcome
just click
to
on
my
one.
Garden.
Well, I'm wondering if it's hers or not. Is all I'm. This appears to be.
Yeah,
I think hers though.
Look at that. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, isn't it?
40,000.
40K for whatever the fuck that is.
Is that a snake? What is that?
Seems like don't tread on me type of vibe with a little flower in it.
You know? It's up to you to sort of figure out.
How much is it? Oh, contact for price.
Yeah,
how big?
Contact gallery.
What are the dimensions? What's the dimension?
72 by 60 by 11 and a half inches.
Big painting. Big portrait there.
I don't know. I'd have a Sharon Stone in the house.
Let's see what else we got.
For
yeah,
40K?
I would totally take a Sharon Stone in the house.
Yeah, for those large, here like above the couch or whatever.
40 grand? Jesse, what fucking planet do you live on?
Portrait of my boyfriends from foreign countries.
That's the name of it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Go back.
Is that where she got boned in? Like a grassy field?
I like river.
Grassy hill.
Yeah, I like river.
River.
Look at this.
I could do a river.
I could do river. Yeah, I like this.
Yes.
River. Contact
have
for price.
Have it in like a record room or something?
Yeah, contact for price.
What gallery is this at?
I believe it's a Hobby Lobby.
I think it's a garage in Bel Air.
I think Sharon Stone's very attainable.
For you.
For anyone.
For you.
Attainable to date.
I think for you,
date?
Delco. Yeah, I think if you were her personal trainer, I'm being totally dead serious. I think you got a shot at this. I had a buddy who used to do that for older broads, those old heads out in Hollywood, and they all ended up having sex with them. I think that's your route if you want it. That's a fucking niche market that you need to exploit, I think. You know? Get on it, Delco.
What do you gain in the end, though?
What do you gain?
Say
for
hooked
Delco?
Up with Sharon Stone.
Yeah, 65-year-old
Sharon
Stone. Take
that to the bank. See how much money they give you for it. Say hi.
You'd be surprised. If you go to a
Chase?
Local credit union. No, you got to go local credit
up.
Union.
You get a small business loan. Hey, I had sex with Sharon Stone. Can I get? I need like $20,000
really
for my...
Really high interest. 28%.
28% interest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My Instagram's blowing up. I just need a... Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Jesse, what do I get? Maybe one of these pieces of art.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yes.
She would give you stuff.
But the other thing,
they would give you stuff.
The guy at the bank would be like, "Sir, what's the loan for? What's your business?" Oh, well, I'm a personal instructor. Like I help her with her workout. I'm helping other celebrities with their workouts.
Personal trainer. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, cool. We'll do that. And so, what do you do after the workout's over? Well, I bang these old heads and make sure they come back. What?
just
did somebody walk
just
in
nod
in
my head at the
Ryan Mills just, walked in.
Just nod my head
at these old
at
heads?
Ryan Mills. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just giving a knowing nod to each other.
Is there a tasting, Ryan Mills?
Yes, sir.
When is it?
Friday. This Friday.
Grab the microphone over there. Tell everybody
Friday?
About it. Go ahead.
Friday.
You're good to go.
We're about.
Any old heads out
yes,
there, dude?
So it's going to be this Friday.
Lean down in camera. You're on camera.
Holy, you're right.
There it is.
Trying to get this all ready. So it's going to be a Total Wine in Arlington, 508, which you're not going to know what that is. So I'm going to get the address for you. I was not prepared.
Arlington, Texas, Ross Total Wine.
Ross
always
does
what's
this to you, huh, Ryan?
It's going to be from 4 to 7.
4 to 7, Arlington.
Yes.
All right.
And it's going to be 981 West Interstate 20, Arlington,
there
Texas.
You go. I love
nice.
Arlington, dude.
Got it.
I love Arlington. We'll be there in July for the Jake Paul fight, I think, against Mike Tyson. I can't believe I just said Jake Paul over Mike Tyson, by the way. I want to apologize for
you
that.
You love Arlington? That's the first time that's ever been said.
It's the first time anyone's ever said that.
We like the Texas Live. The kids love it. They like the Six Flags right there. We went to Sweet 16 there. I love Jerry World.
I went to a
I love
playoff.
The Rangers Stadium. Yeah, you went to all the things there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been there a bunch. We've actually been there quite a few times.
Yeah. I've never like
it's nice for kids.
Peruse the city.
Yeah,
I've only been to
we usually take the kids to Six Flags or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I all the that Texas Live, I could stay there for a fucking week. I love it, dude.
Yeah.
I love it. March Madness at Texas Live, by the way. Shit, we were there for March Madness one time. Do you remember that? People were going bug fuck all day long. St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, yes.
It was a fucking blast, dude. Big
we
fan.
We brought our kids to
we
a
sure
fucking...
did.
We're
there
like,
was other kids there, though.
A couple. Other, you know.
It was an arcade.
Other questionable parents and their kids, for sure.
I know. We went up drinking with all these parents while all their kids are playing in the arcade. It was fun. It's a good time. Speaking of old heads, though, the guy who just got James Bond. What's his fucking name again? I always forget it.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
So basic, isn't it? So basic.
So basic, but like I really like him.
Yeah. So we talked about him a little bit on Drinking Bros yesterday. Getting the offer, he has not accepted it yet. I don't know why. I would sign that as fast as you can and do the goddamn movie and be Bonds. But as soon as he got it, everybody was talking about his old head wife.
I've been talking about this old head wife
you
for
have.
A very long time.
Totally. So I wanted to give you the flowers you deserve today on this
one. Thank you.
I did not know it was a 27-year age difference here. Should
she groomed
you?
Him.
She's 57.
She fucking groomed him, huh?
Yeah.
So she's 57. How old is he?
It's like 30.
He's in his 30s.
33?
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Groomed him. When did they get together then?
Look at that picture.
He is literally 33. They've been together. That's kick-ass Aaron Taylor Johnson right there.
Yeah.
Wow. So he was
I love to kick-ass
19.
Aaron.
19? 20?
Yep. Took advantage of
and
him.
And she was in the business, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up. Get it,
so talk
girl.
About quiet on set.
Yeah.
Like, all these allegations coming out.
Woo!
It doesn't... Well, I think it does, but your guys's argument is that it doesn't work the other way around.
Well, look. All right, Bob, pop up that pic one more time. That exact one you just showed, top of the screen,
yeah,
right
yeah.
there.
So they met when she directed him in a movie in 2009.
Yes.
Cool.
Now, in 2009, I was graduating college, and he is 5 years younger than me. So that would put him...
Shit. I would put him at 17, Bob.
17, 18, something like that. Yeah.
Wow, dude.
This is a this is a Dane Cook in that we all are just like... Okay, I mean.
So here's the thing. So scroll down to that picture one more time, Bob. All right, so that's probably when they hooked up was on the left, that one.
Mm-hmm.
She's fine there, right? And so he was having a good time. She showed him a bunch of stuff. And
he's not terribly handsome in that photo either. He's kind of an awkward kid.
He's a child.
Yeah,
he's a child, but he is...
But he's a good looking kid.
Brit yeah.
right.
as well.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, but like, I don't know. This
you.
Is like a fine looking kid, I guess. But this on the
it's
right
a normal
is
kid.
Handsome as fuck. But on the right is like insanely good looking.
That's
you know
what happens.
You know what's weird? We were talking about Ryan Gosling yesterday, too. Like, that guy is another guy who just got insanely good looking as time goes on, where every year that passes, Ryan Gosling keeps getting better looking. And same with this dude. You're right, Bob. This guy now, Jesus Christ. Yes, he is better looking than he was when a kid. Fucking A, bro. And she won the lottery. Now look at her now. That looks like his grandmother.
She didn't win the lottery.
Yes, he's going to be James Bond.
No, she fucking rigged the lottery.
She groomed the lottery. She groomed
she
it.
She fucking had the ticket. Also, she had the numbers. She had the money.
They're getting divorced within the next 2 years,
I
right?
thought they
as
already
soon
were.
Soon as Bond comes out, he's out of there.
Unless the marriage is open.
Bank's open on Sunday.
Gotta be.
It's gotta be.
It has to be.
Good
right.
for him, dude. Good for him. Look at that old head. It looks like his fucking grandmama taking him to a premiere. Do you need a Kleenex? Any Werther's, Aaron? I don't want you to get the sniffles on what the red carpet tonight.
What would you guys, have a daughter and a son.
Mm-hmm.
Two sons, obviously. Yeah. What would you react more adversely to? One of your sons coming home with a 40-year-old woman when they're 18?
Yeah.
Or the daughter coming home with a dude who's, you know, a decade, whatever, older. Like
the daughter.
She's 20 and he's 35.
The daughter. But here's what
I
would say.
Depends on how much money the...
Yeah. I mean, here's the other thing I'll say to that, Bob. So first, daughter immediately. Second, even with the son, I'd be like, hey... You're not going to marry this girl, right? Like, this is just kind of some funsy thing or whatever. We're definitely going to end this at some point. Like, that would be that combo.
But then he's like, no, Dad, I'm in fucking love.
Yeah.
And then every adverse, you know, thing you say is going to push him further and further into her arms.
Yep. And so that's where I end the conversation. I go, all right, well, you know, let's just, let's have some fun and we'll check back in.
But then obviously.
But Jesse's right. Like, if you push it.
You have to just be
cool.
Correct.
Yep.
And if it gets serious, Jesse's going to beef with her, obviously.
Oh, easily. The mom will always beef with the wife, no matter what it is.
Yeah, but when they're closer in age.
Behind her back. I never do anything. To the face, I'm their best friend.
But let's say she's like relatively like within 5 years of your age. Would
God
you be?
Bless, that'd be fucking crazy.
You would probably throw hands.
Yeah, Jesse would.
Yeah.
Jesse's got a pretty decent punch, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah. And I'm, you know,
because I feel like
I'm pretty chill until I'm not chill.
There's no part of Jesse. There's no part of a woman, really. But there is a part of a guy that would be like, okay, man, I get it, bro. But could you just pick another family?
That's right. Yeah,
you know what I mean? There, no woman. There's no part of a woman that would be like that. But even a guy would be like, I fucking get it. Yeah, that's rad. Like in a vacuum, that's cool. But fuck, man.
There's no way that my conversation would be able to be like, it's cool. I get it. Right? Yeah. Ever. Like, I'd have to be like, but as I know, and as we all know, if mom and dad are opposed, they're getting eloped the next, you know what I mean? They're going to Vegas the next day. So you've got to just, no matter what you feel, just be like, cool, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Great.
I like how less than 24 hours after he's offered this role, they're already tried to cancel the couple, her, everything. That's what it is.
By
that's
the way,
what Bond
we've
is.
We've known this for years.
James Bond, though, be married to a 65-year-old woman? Like, I say no. I say no.
I thought.
In the public's eyes.
And for years have thought that James Bond, one of the James Bonds, should have dicked down Dame Judi Dench.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
and I
like,
bet they did.
Bent her over her
right.
big,
I bet they
fancy
did.
Wooden desk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That rich mahogany. Yeah.
And just let that peacock
and it would be him.
It.
It would be him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be him.
And what? They go like, you know.
Isn't there a moment going on right now with movies where like older women like Anne Hathaway are dating super young guys in the movies?
Yes. And
no,
so
Anne Hathaway, though, is.
Well, so the Anne Hathaway movie that you're talking about is they made this movie essentially about Olivia Wilde's real life. It's about a
speculation.
An old
speculation.
Head, a fucking old head.
No, it's not an old head.
A young.
It's like a four. It's like a woman in her prime, which is, you know, 35, 40, whatever.
Right.
And then a super young dude.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, like a Harry Styles.
Right.
And the guy actually plays a pop musician in the film. It's,
they met at Coachella.
Oh,
it's whatever.
Strange.
Also, you know, Kristen Cavallari, she is now dating like a 24-year-old.
Correct.
Yes.
And he met the
but
kids.
But she is.
She looks.
And she's 40.
She's great.
God, yeah.
She's
great.
40 though, right?
Yeah.
No, she is. She's younger than me.
My God.
I think she's 37.
Kristen Cavallari's 37.
Yeah. She's 37.
She's a grade younger than me. Because The Laguna Beach crowd is the same, was the same age as me. Hmm?
Bob said she's a grade younger.
She's a grade younger than me.
Do you even go here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how all we see them. Class of 04, baby.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Right? Of course.
She looks fucking great, though. Oh, my God.
She does. And then she's getting after it.
But you know, yeah, and he's got to take that shot. Like, I understand.
But you know what's funny about that, though, is, like, she has the one ex-husband who will never care who she fucks.
Nope.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? There's no point where she can be like, wow, look who my new boyfriend is, Jay.
She's check tried.
Yeah, and
she's
he's
tried.
He's just like, he's smoking on the couch. And he's like, cool, man.
I don't
she
give
has
a
story about a guy that was on your guys' show recently.
Yes.
Jeff Dye, right?
Yes.
Really?
Which is a really good one.
A good or bad story?
It's a weird story.
It's a weird story, and I think he's told it, right?
Yeah,
we're not
yeah.
out of school on this one, but
he just texted me like
2 days
ago.
They had a date.
Okay.
They had a date set up, and he got a DUI on the way to the date.
Nope.
What? Weirder?
It's crazier.
Crazier?
Really?
Go.
Yeah. Okay.
On the date?
On the date?
Crazier. It's actually so crazy that when he was telling the story, I was like, None of this makes sense, Jeff.
Okay, so
was it real?
I heard
is it real or not?
I yeah. heard it from okay. Kristen Cavallari's point. Now, what
I heard
is
it from
say?
Jeff Dye's point.
Okay.
All right, let's hear his then.
So his thing was, I wish I could find the video, but I'll just try to recap it. Essentially, he was drunk and
sure.
was driving to the date.
Okay.
And crashed his car.
Okay, yeah.
Great.
And freaked out. Mm-hmm. And just left the crashed car.
You have
and,
to.
And
you
walked,
have to.
Walked the rest of the way to the date.
Great.
Oh, my God. That's right.
And sat down and started having, you know, lunch or dinner or whatever with her. And the police came in and arrested him and took him out in cuffs in the middle of the day.
She was much like, nicer
yeah,
about
and
it.
And he was like, I don't know. I was panicking. I didn't really know what to do. And I was like, what do you... He's not. He's a smart guy. I was like, how the fuck?
Because he was wasted,
no,
though.
No.
There's no amount of wasted.
No.
For me, anyway.
He's sober now probably because that's the kind of wasted he would get, right?
No one in here is ditched a car, ran away, and fled the scene?
Yes, but I didn't get, the cops didn't like find me.
Me neither. So like, how do the cops find him?
Because his car is registered to him.
Yeah, but usually they go to the house, right? So first the cops will trace the license plate, and then they'll go to the address in the house. How do they find him at the restaurant is my question.
That's weird, right? Or were they at his house?
No, it was a restaurant because he got arrested in public. He got taken out of... Mm. I don't know.
That is strange.
I don't remember how he explained that part, but it's
somehow
true.
It happened. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she's definitely still got it, though. Look at this.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
And this dude's hot. This
yeah,
a hot
he's
dude.
A good-looking dude.
But again, Jay don't care.
No,
yes.
Jay didn't give a fuck.
And she, like I said, she's been trying to ruffle his feathers this whole time.
Good
and
luck.
He's just like, cool.
The guy's unflappable. Like,
yeah. First comment, what could a 37-year-old and 24-year-old possibly have in common?
Shut up, Taylor 013, you bitch.
Yeah, you fucking bitch, you hater.
Uggo?
Yeah, Taylor, let's pop up Taylor's profile. She
yeah,
hot,
this.
Taylor
no.
013?
No.
What could they possibly have in common?
Not even
no posts.
Fuck you.
James, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air somehow. First and foremost, GhostBed.com. /drinking bros, 50% off everything in the entire store right now. It's all of it. It's all got to go. Mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, mattresses for RVs. Jesus, did somebody get fucking Joel a mattress for the RV? Is that not why he's not here and he's sleeping it off in there? It is a nice night's sleep. I didn't want to get up this morning at all. Children fucking wake up at 6:30. I got to drive them to school at 7:15. Not great. Not great. Especially when you're sleeping in comfort, dog. I want to fucking get up in the morning, but I have to. Look, you can have that same comfort too. Right now, all you got to do, head on over to GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. Pop in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout, and you'll get 50% off everything. That's all the things that I mentioned. Stack it up. High as it'll go. 60, 70 items. I don't know what the fuck you're doing in this life, dude. Maybe you just open up an Airbnb. Take advantage of it, dude. Exploit their weaknesses. Buy all the shit. And when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And guess what? Stretch it out, dude. Stretch it out. Stretch out all those fucking things for 3 years. All right? Maybe you're dying of cancer. Don't let them know. Fucking buy all the nice shit and die in comfort over there at Ghost Bed. They can't do anything about it. Leave your debt to your family is what I'm saying to you. All right? Greatest night's sleep you'll ever have. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and take advantage of all their March Madness deals. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. Ryan Mills.
Yes,
pop
sir.
On in there. There we go. All right. Where we got a tasting this weekend? Where is
yes,
it at?
Yes, Friday. It's going to be at Total Wine in Arlington, 508. The address is 981 West Interstate 20, Arlington, Texas. I will be there. We'll be giving out merch. We'll be raging. I have a huge display. Just go back to the beer and you'll see us at the table and we'll be rocking out.
Fuck yeah, dude. So what time is it again at Total Wine?
4 to 7.
4 to 7.
Or until they kick us out.
In Arlington, Texas. Drink as much as you want in the store. I'll say this about Rye Guy here. You'll go toe-to-toe with anybody, and I've never seen you waste it.
Not yet.
Not yet. So you're good.
I got to drive.
Exactly. We all got to drive. Yeah. Texas, dude. Jesus. That's Texas. That's what I like about Texas. Speaking of Texas, we're in over 50 HEBs. Kroger down in Houston, am I correct?
Yes.
Anywhere else?
So
shout out who you want to shout out.
Yeah, so definitely like College Station, HEB.
Boom.
Kerrville's doing real good for us. There's a couple HEBs down there. Killeen, we're coming to you. Coppers Cove, I'm not solid on that yet, but we're in... Man, you put me on the spot. We're all over. Just check your HEB. If you do not have it there, tell the wine stewardess, and I will get there.
Yes. Ryan will be there. Every nook and cranny in Texas. Even Marfa. I'm kidding. That's a drive, dude.
I'll go there if I have to.
Let's go. Let's Marfa it up. If you're in Marfa right now, Marfa, Texas, and you want Hard AF Seltzer in there, hit up Ryan Mills on social media. He'll fucking do it, dude. Anywhere in the state of Texas, hit up Ryan Mills, and he'll find you. Okay? Now, we're also in every single Total Wine in the States. Also in every single Total Wine in Florida. The one in Wilmington, North Carolina. Tennessee, we're in all the Total Wines there. And then we're in a bunch of college locations. So right now, if your favorite team is playing in the tournament, University of Alabama, boom, I know you're partying in Tuscaloosa. Go to that Shell station there. 1405 University Boulevard, grab a 12-pack, or head on down to Corks and Tops on campus in Tuscaloosa, or Rama Jamma's going to be rocking, dude, showing the Bama game this weekend. And then in Auburn, another team in the tourney, Tiger Liquors. We're down in Tiger Liquors, baby. Also in those bars on campus as well. Drink some 8%. Enjoy your life. Ohio State, I didn't forget about you. What, Bob? We're in the NIT, okay? That's a tournament, too. You fuck. We're at Standard Hall there on campus, dude, if you're watching the second round matchup of the NIT, because we won the first one. We won the first game of the NIT. Head on down there. Short North Pint House is rocking today. Chuck is working down there today, if you're down in the Short North in Columbus, Ohio, at the Pint House. See Chuck, tell me you want some Hard AF Seltzers. They're fucking raging down there today. Urban Myers Pint House in Short North is going off right now in Columbus, Ohio as well. All the brunches in Wilmington, North Carolina. I got the games on all day. And then Whiskey Creek out there in Masonboro. Shit, North Carolina, Wilmington. Goddamn, dude, that place goes off. I wish I was there right now. That's why I said shit, goddamn. It's where I used to go and rage and eat chicken tendies all day. Love their buffalo chicken tendies. UCF, are they in the NIT, Delco?
Yeah, we lost.
Yeah, they lost. All right. Drown your sorrows at Pat's Liquors on campus at UCF by getting a 12-pack of 8%. Take it home. I know you're sad about the NIT loss. I'm sorry I'm not with you there, okay? Ohio State won. Fuck off. But I understand the happiness and sadness, highs and lows. That's what life is. But you still need to get blackout drunk. Now, if you're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states, and if you are in a surrounding state, go to hardafseltzer.com. Click on the store locator because you can just cheat across the border there. If you're in Michigan, you can hop on over the border to Toledo. There's a huge liquor store there that's selling out of that shit. Hop on over there. We'll still ship right to your house, too, at hardafseltzer.com. Go there today and support us and support the show. Yeah, now it's time for PXG. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way that they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting down in Austin. Fantastic experience across the board. Super impressed with those guys. And the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play, so you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get the incredible ball speed that pushes distance to absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. Game changer has been thrown around a lot. Let's face it, all the time here, I feel like it's been thrown around so much that it's kind of just lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you, the PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Yeah, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite sports and players, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. March is almost over, but the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today at Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. So let's take the NBA, for example. Let's say you choose Steph Curry for more than 29 points and the Joker for more than 10 rebounds. Or let's say you take Caitlin Clark for more than 30 points and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. You're a winner. Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and Trae Young for more than 10 assists. You're a winner. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Ross Patterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app today and use code Ross Patterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Fuck you, Taylor 013.
I mean,
that's what she's, yeah, I mean, that's what they have in common right there.
On. Yeah.
If you're wondering what they have in common, that's it. Cause he's just as jacked as she is.
She got hotter.
She just wants to fuck.
Yeah.
She got hotter for sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
if that was possible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. Shit. Good and for also, her, but she's got 4 kids, man. Like, yeah. What do you do? Who's that
she
fucking dude
three,
next to her?
Right? She has 4 kids.
Who's this weird guy?
Probably
this
like
is
her friend.
Your gay buddy?
Yes.
Okay.
Like gay life
partner. I didn't even have to hear the
partner,
volume. Yeah, I didn't even have to. You didn't have to hear the volume. Yeah, I knew that was a gay buddy.
That was really, really close to her, even during like their whole marriage, Jay and her's whole marriage, which I think sometimes can be.
Man, Bob's getting lost on that Instagram.
Yeah, yep. He really is.
He's all in.
Bye, guys. Bye. I'm done with the show.
Yeah, Bob's checked out. NCAA March Madness has started.
I'm out.
And now he's into Kristen Cavallari's Instagram. We've lost Bob today.
I recently, actually, when my kid was sick last year, get this out of here.
Get this disgusting.
Yeah. I rewatched Laguna Beach season one because I had to sit and sleep with my kid, so I had my headphones in because I had to keep
the rest is still unwritten.
Yeah. That's what you chose to watch.
I needed to be happy.
Yeah,
I needed to just be
happy. Rewatch
that was probably what was that for you, Bob?
Yeah,
Was that your college days?
So it was filmed what my senior year of high school came out my freshman year of college.
Oh, I'm sure that was massive then for you guys, right?
2004, 2005
Was that massive for you guys? Everybody watched it.
Oh my God, we loved it. I loved it.
Seventh grade for me.
I'm a couple summers older than you, and even we watched it. Now I was living in LA at that point, and everybody was watching that on a weekly basis. We all wanted Kristen Cavallari. Every girl wanted Brody. What's his fucking name?
Well, hold on now.
Bruce Jenner's son?
You're talking about The Hills, and you quoted the Natasha Bedingfield song that The Hills is... Now Laguna Beach had Hilary Duff's Let the Rain Fall Down as its...
Oh!
Yeah. And that was a Lauren Coming Conrad.
LC. God damn, dude.
Heidi before everything.
Yeah, and then she got huge tits.
Brody Jenner was actually on our cruise.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was a cool dude.
He is a cool guy.
I played blackjack with him.
He's just a bro. Like, he's just living a bro life, and he doesn't do anything. Like, nothing, that guy.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
You realize that's why you work that hard is so my... If your kid turns out to be a Brody Jenner, just super good looking and just kind of chills, doesn't get into a lot of trouble, because you don't hear anything about him.
No.
He never really gets in any trouble or shenanigans.
He does the trust fund kid thing,
right? Yeah. And like, I wouldn't be mad at that. Great. You want to live your life? Just don't fuck up.
He kind of avoids his family. Okay, it's great.
Yeah. Well, I don't want that part. Like, come and hang.
Well, he doesn't want to be on the show, right?
Yeah. And that's fine. Like, and it's pretty shocking, too, if you really think about it, because he could have been on all the Kardashians because he's in that family. He could have been on all the fucking things and made a gajillion dollars, and he was just like, nah, why work? I'm pretty happy with the stipend I get every single month from Meemaw and Peepaw there. So, yeah, fuck it. I like Brody.
Meemaw and Peepaw.
Bob's got another photo up, Bob. Is that a...
Oh, still got it.
She's got an effortless...
It's not effortless.
Beauty.
I'll tell you why. Pop that. So pop that open.
Looks effortless.
There's a prime blow-up toy in the pool there. So
this is a candid shot.
Yeah, super.
I know.
Candid.
I'm just saying her whole look is like the work that's been done is very tasteful.
It is. It really is. Yeah.
And there has been work done. Sure. Fa-ha.
Just a little bit.
A little Botox.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a couple jabs to the forehead.
I mean, I'll be honest. LC's kept it pretty legit as well.
Is that LC?
No, this is still Kristen.
Oh, Jesus. Bob. Jesus Christ, man. All right. You've got about 48 pictures there.
Aged up.
LC has?
Yeah.
Pop open Lauren Conrad. Fuck it.
She's like Lauren.
We're living in our own world today.
Yeah.
Let's see LC. What's she up to? I don't hear anything about her. She was doing
a clothing brand. She is really just
Holy
living her
shit.
Life.
She's just living her life.
Oh, she's a mom now.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
She's got kids and shit.
And she has, I mean, she actually had.
God, she looks identical. What the fuck?
She hasn't changed a, like,
Holy
I mean,
shit.
She looks exactly the same.
She looks like a child still.
Yeah. I thought she was still Team Kristen.
Same here. But still, both of them look great. Good for them. Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, but you're not going to get any like thought pics out of LC.
No, she's a mom, and look at that. Look at her posting. She wants to be like a kind of a
this
Joanna
is like,
Gaines.
This looks like a woman who lives in Dripping Springs or something.
Sure does.
Posting about her fucking.
It looks like our friend Isabel, by the way.
Yeah.
Scroll up. Go to her bio. What does she do now?
More
I think she's got a huge designer.
She had,
that's right. Oh my God! Followed by Jesse Wiseman. You're there.
Am I following her?
Yeah.
What the fuck, Jesse?
God damn it, man.
You're just going to... You just got outed on the show.
I think I follow Kristen, too.
Outed on the show, bro. You didn't even tell us you follow her. You love her.
I don't tell...
That's your best friend.
No.
How many people does Jesse follow? Go to her Instagram.
It's not a lot.
We'll find out right now. We'll find the fuck out. You follow... That's not a 600 people, and she's one of them, and you just left that out? Christ, Jesse. This is getting dark, dude.
Sorry.
The rest is
let's go through the
still
follow
unwritten.
List.
Go through the follow list.
Yeah. Go through the entire follow list.
Did I follow Stephen Baldwin?
I hope you did. Tiffany Amber Thiessen? Come on, dude.
Yeah.
No Baldwin yet.
No Baldwin.
Oh, all okay. Right. I better do that.
Yeah, you got to hop on that train there.
The rest is still unwritten.
It's all just randos.
Yeah, it's
and then like
it's
listeners.
All our friends who have been on the show.
Yeah,
and yeah. But I mean, you could have said LC, bro.
I fucking forgot, dude.
Do you follow John Lee Hinckley?
No. What's this story you wanted to talk about?
I'm only the greatest story ever.
Okay, go ahead.
In the history of cancel culture.
Go ahead.
John Lee Hinckley, pop up a pic, Bob, the guy who tried to assassinate President Reagan as he was president, by the way, ended up paralyzing a Secret Service agent. Brady Bill was named after him. There he is. Look at that little guy.
We've talked about him, right?
We have.
He's got the album coming out.
Well, here's the thing. So, tries to assassinate the president. Somehow he gets parole. And he gets to be out because he had some mental problems, which is fucking bullshit. They should have
Look,
executed him on the spot.
Mental health episodes are a thing. We'll get into it. They're a thing.
We'll get into it. It's a legitimate thing.
Sure. But when that legitimate thing causes you to go out and try to assassinate a sitting president.
Didn't do it, though.
Sure
didn't
did.
Get it done.
Yeah, you actually.
Well, he didn't get it done, but so what? You paralyzed another guy. You
yeah,
shot
but
the
we
president.
We don't know what. He was going through.
Don't care. This guy should have been executed. And then so he gets out and he's like, oh, I'm going to start touring like, you know, open mics and Starbucks and things like that, playing my music.
Oh.
And he's got an album out. Well, now he's complaining today because he's lined up these gigs and they keep getting canceled over and over again. And he said, look, guys, I'm a victim of cancel culture. And that's why I can't perform my music and become a huge musician is none of these tour dates are happening. They're all getting bounced at the last second here. And I'm a victim
it's weird.
Of cancel culture.
I would have thought people would have loved the fact that he tried to take out Reagan.
Same.
Yeah.
There's
the got to
be some
crowd.
People. Yeah. There's
got to be some people on the left who are like, hey, bro. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And
there's
got
to be at least a coffee shop worth full of people, right? That
easily.
Are like going to be cool with
even
them.
Out of morbid curiosity. What's
sure.
that joint up the street, Delco? You always talk about it. Moon Dance?
Summer Moon?
That's it. Summer Moon. You go there, right?
With
your beef fries?
Who always
you
talks
love it.
About it?
You fucking love it, dude. You go there with your beef fries. I've been there for a couple meetings. If he popped in on, you know, a Friday night, was doing a quick set, you know, maybe a half hour, quick 15, I'd pop in to see it.
Yeah.
I'd get a pic.
Just, yeah, go to an open mic, dude.
How many times can you get a selfie with somebody who tried
who
to assassinate a sitting president?
Who would know? Why does he keep the fucking name?
He has to. That's what he, if not, you're
it's
not going to go see
point.
A fucking 75-year-old man with an akoo guitar.
Well, nobody's seeing John Hinckley either. So what do you want to do? Play music or... You know what I'm saying?
Jesse, I
don't... No one's seen either one of them.
I think he's got to go the Oliver Anthony route and just start releasing it on YouTube. Does he have a YouTube page? I bet he does. I'm not kidding. I bet he does. I bet there's a YouTube page. I'd like to hear one of his slow jams there on a coup.
Listen, he did his time.
He does have a YouTube page. Holy shit. How many subscribers does he have?
36,000.
36,000 people.
Yeah.
See?
I mean,
all right.
Here's the song, Lonely Dreamer.
Let's play it.
Which I think describes him perfectly, probably.
Sure
he's
does.
A lonely dreamer.
Yeah, he was in jail for 40 years. 50 years. 40. Now he's he was.
Hello, everybody. Hope you're doing great. This is my latest original song.
Let's go,
yeah,
John.
Let's go, Johnny.
I'm just a lonely dreamer.
Ah, beautiful, Jesse.
People say I'm dreaming my life away.
No.
Very prime.
I'm just a
lonely dreamer.
I hate it.
It's not great. It's not great. Anybody can do this. I could pull Ryan Mills back up here and he could fucking do it, dude.
Let's see you do it then. Do it.
Do it then.
If you can do it, you can do it.
You can do it, then do it.
Grabbing a coup. That's
yeah,
enough of that.
But
nonsense.
It's the perfect, like, unintrusive coffee shop. You know what I mean? You don't want coffee shop
I
music to be
hear me out on this one. I think he's got to go bolder. I think he's got to go bolder. So right there, Bobby's holding up the album. It's called John Hinckley. Redemption is the name of his album. I would have called it Shots Fired, and then
I would have called it Doubling Down. Do you know what I mean? Like,
or finishing the job.
Yeah. Like, don't.
Sad that I missed.
Yeah, you we're know, not. Something. It's not. You got to go and have it be metal.
Lean in.
Have it be a metal album. Yeah,
Piss on Ronald Reagan's Grave.
Exactly.
Something.
Call the album Reaganomics. God, that'd be great, dude. You know?
Yeah.
I shot the president, but I did not shoot the deputy. Like, something, go really mix it up. You know, do some crossover shit with Marley, incorporate some other famous artists in it.
Wow, yeah.
Have a fucking remix. But it's hard to believe that these coffee shops are canceling all of his gigs. I feel bad, or whatever the opposite of that is.
Yeah. But speaking of, like, mental health, Rob found this today in that same kind of vein. But...
Delco showed me this.
Okay.
What's this one here?
So I don't know if you heard. We got a crime. It's a crime corner.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh! Crime Corner. Download the podcast. It's got its own RSS feed everywhere on platforms right now. What do we got, Bobby?
Now, Ross, as a parent, you know sometimes you can get overwhelmed.
I do.
You can get depressed.
Sure do.
Yep. Sometimes
need a break.
You need a break.
Sure do. Single father. I get it. Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to leave your toddler in a playpen for 10 days as you go to Puerto Rico.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. I know this story.
But
this
take
is
your
the
other
worst
kid.
Fucking right? Story didn't she take, ever.
Well, the other
did
kid
you
didn't
hear this?
Die.
The other kid didn't die. Yeah.
So
I thought she took one kid and left the other one.
I couldn't bring myself to read the whole story.
I did.
Oh.
I did, yeah.
I just know the main details. Now, she just got life in prison for letting her toddler starve to death in its own shit.
She just got
I know.
Got sentenced, and then someone
tweeted this.
Right, and this sounds like it could be a little bit of the narrative that's going to start to come about.
This person says, she was having a mental health episode, and now her other child will never get to hug their mom. What a system.
Right? What a system we live in.
It was just a mental health episode. Who amongst us hasn't had the weepies and, you know, let their toddler starve to death?
So if you don't know this story, she left the kid in a playpen, diaped up, and she took a flight to resorts like Puerto Rico or Mexico or someplace like that, someplace nice. For 10 fucking days, 10 goddamn days, she was gone and left a toddler unattended to in a playpen, her own. And when they found the child, dead, starvation, dehydration, in its own feces and everything else. I mean, a horrific scene. So she goes yesterday in front of the judge to be sentenced. Mm-hmm. And she says, she starts crying. It's on Twitter, Bob. She starts crying that... she was going through a hard time and, you know, mental health and people don't know what she was going through and everything else. And it was like, I don't give a fuck what your excuse is. You don't leave your like, I don't know one mom who would leave a toddler there and do this type of shit, except for Casey Anthony. And there's one that's in jail and one that's not in jail. So she goes in front of this judge. Yep, there it is, Bob, right there. God damn it. You should have just fucking executed this woman right in court.
On the spot.
On the spot.
That's on it. The fucking spot.
Don't even bother with jail.
Yeah.
Play it.
Daddy. Every day I ask forgiveness from God and from my daughter, Jaylee.
Soy una persona creyente de Dios.
I'm a person who believes in God.
Can't even speak English.
Y reconozco hoy.
I really don't
fuck
even
care. Fucker.
But anyways,
exactly.
But,
and by the way,
basically someone bought her mental health thing
right.
Because with certain people that's like the most, like that's your get out of everything.
There's like this weird section of Twitter where you can't even get out of your bed because it's so daunting.
Yep.
So you have to get all your food delivered through DoorDash and you complain about the prices and it's like, just leave your house.
They don't leave their house. And like even the person who wrote this, man, delete their account. Like, just get him off of Twitter for good.
They actually did not delete it, but they had to make it private because it went so viral.
Good.
This one?
Yeah, this person. Yeah. But which is so funny because my first thought is a system that doesn't immediately bludgeon this woman to death is, like, unfathomably kind.
Not only that, kindest.
And lets her even speak.
But Bob, here's the crazy, here's the topper for me in Miss Detective Pikachu, who wrote this Esquire, who wrote she was having a mental episode.
Pikachu.
Her thumbnail is a picture of her own toddler. Like, what the fuck?
Is it?
It might just be her as a kid.
I think it's her as a kid.
Either way.
Somebody that has this take doesn't have a child.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Either way. Let's say that it's her as a child. Cool, man. Somebody should have killed the young you before you even posted this, too. This is one of the worst stories I've ever heard. And, like, everybody universally was just like, can we please just give this woman the fucking death sentence?
Yeah.
Shit. Instead, she got life in prison. To me, that's still not good enough.
No.
I mean, fuck.
Without parole.
Yeah. Which,
yes.
Again, but that's somebody who's
so
now
she's not going to be playing at a coffee shop talking about cancel culture. You know what I'm saying? Thankfully.
But still, that's somebody who's going to be now in the fucking system for 50 years that we've got to pay for. She's from Ohio, so forgive me for saying it's still cheaper than executing.
Yeah, it is cheaper than the death penalty, technically.
Why?
Oh, really?
Because of the appeals.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
right.
God damn it.
Legally, dude. It's a lot cheaper. Like, insanely cheaper. So,
but I mean, if you have somebody who admits it in court like that, cool. You just admitted it. Boom. Let's skip the appeals. Let's skip everything. You're all done for. Like, that's it. I would say,
in a little bit of irony, we're about to put her in a pen.
Oh, look at that, Bob.
Maybe leave her unattended.
Leave her unattended for a while.
For 10 days. And then
this
see
is
what
the
happens.
Kind of thing, though, that, like, the guards look another way.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
You hope so.
Let's just, like, in the shower, the guards are going to kind of step out for a little bit
but come back to, like... You watched all that shit. Do women kill other women in jail? Is that a thing?
Over a child, I imagine.
For sure. It's not as much, I'm sure. But there's some scary motherfuckers in there, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That have their own mentee bees. And so if the guard, like, gives them privileges or something like this, yeah, they'll do it.
Mentee bees?
Mental breakdowns, mental
issues. No, I like it. That's a fun, flirty way to describe a mental breakdown.
It's not
mine. Are you going through a mentee bee?
It's not mine. I'm not telling
you. Who is it?
It's widely known.
Mentee bee.
Yeah.
Nope, never heard of it.
Oh, okay.
Never heard of it. Thank God.
Thank God.
Don't know that I ever want to hear that phrase again the rest of my life, actually.
I love it. You come home to a dead toddler and you're like, oh, this was a bad mentee bee.
God bless it, man. It's an awful story.
Yeah,
it's an awful story.
Should we? Is the?
Do you want to cap it off with the Nature Nug?
Is Nature Nug going to be uplifting?
Fuck it.
Well,
it's Thursday. Little Friday up in this motherfucker. God damn it. I'm on it today.
You really are.
You didn't think I was going to get that one today?
I didn't.
I did. I ended it on it. You're welcome. Stretch her on out. Shit. Is that a giraffe? Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's do something cute.
Yeah.
It looks fun.
And then we say this. We'll tell the story.
Yeah, baby giraffe.
We'll tell the story after.
Have you ever seen a baby giraffe?
I've not until right now.
This little thing's got the zoomies.
Cute.
It's like, look,
but
it just
runs.
It just runs around. It's like, yay.
That's very cute.
Yeah, they're cute little things.
I mean, this is like minutes old, right?
It's pretty old, pretty young, yeah.
They can walk immediately?
They live amongst lions. They can't just sit on the ground.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so they're just like, oh, how do I use these? Okay.
They get the zoomies like a dog.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay. That's cute. What am I missing here?
Devastating loss. Baby giraffe dies after breaking neck at zoo.
Oh, God damn it. Are you kidding?
By just, like, running into...
It got excited and ran and crashed straight into a fence. Broke its neck and died.
Are you fist fucking me?
Damn it, Bob. After the last one. Okay.
God.
But yes, I mean.
Damn it, bro. Are you fist fucking me?
We just We just wanted to show you, like, look, they don't know life. They've been he's been alive for a couple minutes. But yeah, this is basically, this is not the video of it, but this is basically the idea. And then
I just saw the cutest thing of all time. I know. And then it ran into a fence and broke its goddamn neck.
Such is Nature Nook, right? I mean, that's nature. That's nature. Like, that's the. Man. That's the way it goes. You're going to see something real cute. We've showed the same thing where, like, the giraffe plops out and a lion comes and grabs
zebra.
It literally as it's like,
zebra.
Yeah, yeah.
The lion was yes. like its doula. Like, just fucking.
Yes, he's like, and I will take that. Thank you.
Let's
That's nature, bro.
I understand, but let's go through the last three things that we just talked about, right? John Lee Hinckley shot the president, tried to assassinate a sitting president alive.
Didn't kill him.
Woman leaves her fucking kid in a playpen for 10 days. No food, no water, no nothing. Ends up dead. She's alive.
Mm-hmm.
The cutest, most innocent thing in the world here is
not that particular
dead.
One. Not it's the just, one that you saw.
It's identical. Look at the picture.
Not the one that you saw.
If both of them walked in side by side, these two baby giraffes, do you think I'd be like, oh, yep, that's Steve and the other one's Roy?
You just have to get used to, like, the dimensions. You know when you first get a new car? And you're just, and you're just kind of like, you have to figure out, like, the dimensions of, like, oh, like, parking. That's kind of what the giraffe was doing, like, with the neck. Right? Like, I just need to figure out the dimensions of this. And he got it wrong.
Yikes, dude.
He got it wrong.
My God.
It's not used to, you know, it walks right away because it's got to run from stuff right away,
yes.
right? But there are no fences in the wild.
Exactly.
It has not evolved
this would not
to
have
deal
happened.
With the fence. Yeah.
This would not have happened if we didn't have him in captivity.
The wrong people are alive, dude, in this world. That's all I'm going to say today. It's the wrong people.
You got to let nature be nature or else this kind of shit happens.
I do, but the problem is, like, in nature, there wouldn't be a fence for this little fucker.
That's what I just said to you.
God damn it, man.
But again, there would be a lion to take it right out of...
Sure. No, rip
you know
it right out
I mean?
Of the vagina. I understand that. I just
you'd be more okay with that.
No, I
because
wouldn't.
It's
I wouldn't.
Like
I wouldn't. I just maybe set the bar a little higher. I don't like.
Do we have that video? Let's show the. Let's end
Fuck.
With the zebra baby getting chomped up. You know what I mean?
I've seen the.
I just feel
I've
like
seen the zebra getting chomped up. I've seen it.
Well, we just feel like maybe you
For
we're kind of down. Well, you're down in the dumps, and we want to kind of maybe
let's go darker today.
No, we just
show
wanna
that
cheer
video
you.
To end the show. No, let's go darker.
No, we just want to cheer
it.
You up. You know what I mean?
Look, I've seen this is for the audience now. All right, we're in the dumps here, heading into the weekend. This is as dark as we can go. Let's turn it. Let's turn off the lights. Let's turn off all the lights. All right, let's go darker today.
Happy birthday
to you.
Baby just Happy born, birth. Just came
Can't
out.
Walk.
About
Can't
to.
Walk.
He's about to.
Can't walk.
Come on, get on up.
Beautiful little baby
Let's
zebra
get on
right
up.
There.
Oh. It's still got
I still got placenta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're getting out of the placenta here. And
yeah.
I think he's going to kind of wobble up and start walking. Oh, isn't. Oh, yes, look.
Life Gets a little.
Oh, shaking it off.
Oh, gosh.
Shaking
literally
it off.
Minutes
shake, shake.
Old.
Oh, beautiful.
Walking.
Walking for the first time. Taking
Walking
taking
for the
its
first
What
time.
Is this place?
Isn't
what
that,
is life?
Oh, here we go. Oh, nine.
Fuck.
I know.
Damn what a it. Useful
Look,
life.
You were down in the dumps, Ross, so we had
no,
to.
No, it's just, it sent me spiraling, okay? Absolutely fucking spiraling.
Or should we show that video of remember when the guy got set on fire in the No, I'm just joking.
No,
but
No.
My man. Worst crime corner where I actually
It was awesome.
I got in
you
trouble.
Showed a live death on air.
With you guys, yeah.
I didn't care. I mean,
actually this one's a funny one too. Yeah. There's a little mom possum with its whole crew. Fox is just like, I'll take one.
Just take one. I'll just take one. You've
it's
got
like
so
a,
many. And the possum is also like, all right.
It's like when you get your kid a Happy Meal and you grab a fry out of there. They're not going to miss it.
Yeah. Know? And that possum was like, I am just overwhelmed. Take one.
Man.
I'm good. She's not even trying.
No. She's like, I've got too many of these little fuckers. You can have one. God.
Just a little nibble.
Yeah, just snack on one.
Just a little nibble.
Oof.
Okay.
You know what's why? Like, I don't even feel bad about that video because possums are disgusting. But seeing a baby zebra and a baby giraffe, right. I feel bad because they're beautiful animals.
I love possums. What? You don't like possums? Possums eat ticks. Nope. Their only point in life is to live for 3 years and eat ticks.
So disgusting. Nobody no one likes possums.
Possums. No You're one. A fucking psycho.
Yeah.
I love possums.
What? Jesus.
They're little sweethearts.
Oh, God, dude.
He's joking. Yeah. He's joking.
Check his playpen.
If there was a possum, if Check I saw a possum playpen. In my backyard, I would be like, right on, brother. Do you go eat every piece of shit bug in that backyard?
Check the nanny cam, dude. I bet Bob left his kid in the playpen today. Possum. God, with a baby possum. He just said, have fun. It'll suck the ticks right off my baby's head just in case. Oof. Well, I was going to say have a great weekend, but don't.
Don't
do it. Just go to the internet and just doom scroll and watch every death possible. And it's only going to get worse. Okay.
Yep.
I used to say life is a highway. Not anymore. It's a hellhole.
Not anymore. Happy.
Life is a hellhole. Yeah. But just know that you're forgiven. We'll close out with this. Look at this. A nice quote from Baldwin.
It is always good to know. We are forgiven.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. the Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Good night, everyone.
Good afternoon.